And this understanding of what reform stood for will give us an appreciation of the type of titanic struggle that we are talking about. It still exists today, it just exists in a different climate and with different viewpoints, but the fact that the Reform rabbi can testify that homosexuality is, that there is no moral taint in homosexuality, as Brickner did 2 weeks ago. That's Geiger. Now, there are not many of those Reform rabbis left, but there still are. Brickner is one of them, Schindler's another. I mean, the ones that speak for them are much more radical. And that is the struggle. That's an enormous struggle. The idea of patrilineal descent, that anyone who has even a Jewish father, he is Jewish. Because in effect, there is no halacha, there is no measurement of Jewish law at all, so you can say whatever you want, you can do whatever you want, everything goes. I think that one of the most fascinating, I don't know if any of you have read or heard, there was a rabbi in Pittsburgh by the name of Solomon B. Freehoff, who was a Reform rabbi. He was the lamdan of the Reform rabbinate. He wrote tshuvas. He wrote responsa. And he has a number of books in halacha. Questions that are just—if it would be, even in Purim, we wouldn't imagine such things. But he had some feeling for Jewish tradition, so he tried somehow to show the development till Reform. But Reform was based on complete non-acceptance of halacha, and it was based completely on the fact that it was going to make Jews non-Jews. And it was convinced that it could be done. The failure of Reform is because of the goyim, not because of the Jews. You should always remember that assimilation does not depend upon the Jews, it depends upon the non-Jews. To the extent that the society is willing to accept Jews, to that extent will Jews assimilate. That has been one lesson throughout Jewish history. Now that's a terrible thing to contemplate. But here in the United States, we see it. And the United States there's been no country in the history of the world like the United States. There is no society as free as the United States. Anybody can pass, anybody can do whatever he wants. Anybody can change their nose or their name or whatever they want. It doesn't make any difference, and therefore you have these heart-rending statistics about the destruction of the Jewish community in the United States. It is being destroyed by the fact that the Jews can assimilate and be accepted in the non-Jewish world without any problems. The reason that Reform failed in Germany was because the Germans didn't want the Jews. And the reason that it failed in Russia is because the Russians didn't want the Jews. And the reason it failed in Poland is because the Poles didn't want the Jews. And the reason that it has never been a particular success, even though the rate of non-observance is enormous in countries such as England or South Africa or Australia, but nevertheless 85-90% of the population, Jewish population, belongs to the Orthodox synagogue and will not belong to the Reform, is because there still is a very genteel and omnipresent anti-Semitism, which in the United States you can really not feel in many places. And that view will help us understand, I think, where we are coming from and why we are where we're at now.